Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, for I'm a candle sitting there, glowing brightly, joyously. And I am universal. As I sit on the bedside tables, I am speaking to children everywhere, sharing with them the adventures that I have as I go visiting children around the world. And when I say I'm universal, I don't mean I'm something unusual or something special, because this is what each one is. Each of us are universal. Each of our experiences are universal. I am the universal candle. I am the universal flame. I am the universal consciousness. And I go to visit the universal children all over the world. Can you believe that? Yeah. And all children are one. All children are beautiful. And all children are good. I visited a young girl last night. And her name is Faith. Oh, yeah. Faith is a very lovely name. I know many ladies who are Faith. And all these ladies are exceptional ladies. They have some sort of a charismatic experience about them that makes them stand out wherever they are. One lady I know in Nigeria, her name is Faith, and she is a most spectacular lady. She lives her life as a most beautiful queen, and her costumes, her hair, and her outfits show that she is a lady that loves herself and is magic. Well, now, as I was visiting, there's a little girl, her name was Faith, and she was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, actually, she was living in West Dallas, Wisconsin. That's a suburb of Milwaukee. And I was sitting on her bedside table, and I saw her sitting on her bedside, and I said, "Good evening, Faith, how are you?" And she looked straight at me, Mr. Candle, and she said, "Mr. Candle, I was thinking of talking to you." And I said, "Well, Faith, I was thinking of talking to you. What do you have in your heart?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I love music." "Tell me something new, Faith. Everyone loves music." "No, Mr. Candle, I really love music." "Well, what do you mean by you love music, Faith? What do you mean when you say you love music? That sounds interesting." "It is, Mr. Candle, it is. Mr. Candle, my mommy, she loves me. She thinks I'm wonderful. She thinks I'm talented. She thinks I'm so special." "Well, you are, Faith." "Well, Mr. Candle, I am 11 years old." "Yes, I know." "And Mr. Candle, I believe in you." "Well, that's good. If you believe in me, you'll see me and talk to me, and we'll have all sorts of great experiences together." "Well, Mr. Candle, this is my problem." "Now, Faith, how could you have a problem? Tell me all about it." "Well, Mr. Candle, my mommy thinks that I'm a musician, and she has me sitting at the piano, oh, just hours every day. And Mr. Candle, I really don't like the piano that much. I like it a little bit, but not for hours." "Yes." "And then when I finish that, then she takes me in the living room, and she takes out her pitch pipe, and she teaches me to sing. She teaches me the scales. She teaches me how to modulate my voice and how to be in control of my voice, because my mother is a very good singer. She sings in opera and she sings in many things, and she wants to teach me." "And my dad, he loves the piano, and so he is excellent on the piano. He earns his living with the piano. He plays in nightclubs, and he plays on stage, and he does all the good stuff. And so he says, it'd be a good thing for me to learn." "Well, Mr. Candle, I like piano, and I like singing." "But there's more to life than doing that." "Yes?" "Yes, Faith, perhaps there is more to life than doing that. But, Faith, what is it that you're doing? Are you giving your whole heart to learning the piano and playing the piano and playing it with your whole heart and soul? Are you singing with your mommy, and are you listening to the notes she gives you, and are you playing them in your heart before you say them with your voice? Well, Mr. Candle, that's a lot of work. Well, Faith, you have been blessed with two parents who think you have a dual genius. One genius of music, but a genius of the piano and a genius of your voice. Now, Faith, you know that your voice is nothing special. Your voice is just an ordinary little girl's voice. And you know that your piano is nothing special. It's just an ordinary little girl's piano. And you play nicely, but you do not play with magic from your soul. You do not sing with magic from your soul. Mr. Candle, where do I get that magic? How can I buy some of that magic? I want some of that magic from my soul. How do I do that? Oh, come on, Faith. You're pulling my leg. Mr. Candle, do you have a leg? Faith, how would you like to go with me to the store and buy some magic for your soul, for your playing the piano, and for your singing? Oh, Mr. Candle, would my mommy let me go with you? Well, I don't know, Faith, but I do know that you could go if you want to. Well, how can I do that? Mommy always says I have to tell her when I go someplace and what I'm doing. Well, Faith, this store is in your heart. The store for having magic for playing music and magic for singing is in your heart. Right, Mr. Candle. Oh, okay. Now, how do I get inside my heart? That's a good question, Faith. How do you get inside your heart? Well, let's think about it. Let's take one thing at a time. Let's take your voice. Now, your mommy says, here is the scale. Now, Faith, will you sing the scale for me? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay, that was very good. Now, some other people might say it's not so good, but I say it's very good because you sang it. And I asked you to sing it, and you sang it. Now, Faith, I would like you to take each note by itself and cuddle up to the note and snuggle it in your arms, snuggle it in your heart, snuggle it in your mind, and say to each note, I love you. Do, 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 do. And surround your mouth around the do. Surround your heart around the do. Say, oh, do, 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 do. And think of that. And think of it so wonderful. And if you need, take the pitch pipe like your mama teaches you. Or take the piano. You know where that note is on the piano. And so you play the do, do, do on different scales. And don't play it loud. Don't play it hammer down. Just play it gentle. Real gentle, Faith. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's a lot of bother. Faith, it's not a lot of bother because you love to play games. Oh, yeah, yeah, I like to play games. What game are we going to play, Mr. Magic? Mr. Candle, what game are we going to play? Well, Faith, we're playing the game of falling in love with the notes of music. Really? That's what snuggling in with the notes of the music is all about. Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds interesting. Didn't hear me the first time, did you, huh? What do you mean? Oh, forget it. Now, let's take a note and snuggle in with it. Take a note, hit it on, not hit it, gently stroke the key of the piano that says C. Okay, now, C. Now you're stroking that note. Now, cuddle it. Put it in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and think of the word, the note C, and think of the sound of it. And think how that sound is so pure, so beautiful. And that's your note now. That belongs to you, Faith. Oh, it's mine? Yes, that's our game. That note belongs to you. You have just won that note. It is your personal note. Now, Other people use it too, Mr. Candle. Other people. That's not the point, Jane. That's not the point. That's not the point, Faith. You are the one who speaks that note, who sings that note, who has that note, and who uses that note. Other people may use that note too, but they don't use it like you're going to use it. What do you mean, like I'm going to use it? Well, when you fall in love with that note, as each note is, you will let that note use your body, use your voice, use your skill to let it resound as the most glorious note in the world. Mr. Candle, how could I do that? You just play the note, sing the note, fall in love with the note and say, I love you, note, I love you, I love you, I love you, do re mi fa so la ti do. And at first your voice will crackle, your voice will sound like a scared chicken, but that's okay. You don't pay attention to that. You listen inside of yourself and you hear the perfect note you played gently on the piano. The perfect note you blew on the pitch pipe. The perfect note you have with you wherever you go. You have the pitch pipe, you keep it in your pocket, and whenever you go anywhere, you're walking along, you take out your pitch pipe and you blow the note, and then you cuddle the note and you snuggle the note and you love the note, you see. And pretty soon, Faith, pretty soon, you will be singing so happily, so joyously, it'll be a delight to hear you sing. But Mr. Candle, there are lots of notes. Faith, once you learn one note, with love in your heart, you'll easily move to each other note with that same love in your heart and that same joy. And remember, you don't pound the keyboard of the piano. You stroke it. You pet it. You let your fingers dance over the keys. You let your fingers and your heartbeat dance over the keys of the piano. And it just comes out for you like a golden melody. No matter whether you play chopsticks or whether you play Moonlight Sonata, it is all beautiful because you put your heart into it. You make chopsticks sound as it has never sounded before, with heart and soul and being. And when you sing these songs, when you sing the notes, you make the notes sound like they're the most glorious notes in the world. You know, Faith, I had a lady who couldn't sing, and her voice was okay, but she couldn't sing. And I told her, I commanded her, you go and take lessons. So she went and took lessons. She was in her late 60s, and she took lessons. And as she took lessons, her teacher says, you have nothing in you. And she said to her teacher, but I want to learn. And in her heart she said, Dr. Barley wants me to learn. And she says, I talked to Mr. Candle and he wants me to learn, so I've got to learn. And so the teacher, feeling her sincerity, taught her. And within a very short time, she not only had a beautiful voice that was hidden behind lack of understanding, lack of love, but that voice rang out so gloriously that she became a member of one of the major choirs of the world. And to this day, one of her great joys is to sing. And she sings so proudly, so beautifully. One time she was visiting at the campus of the University of Healing, and as she visited, we asked her to show what she had learned in her singing. And proudly she stood up, and she had just learned how to do do, re, mi, fa. So she sang the scales for us. But she not only sang the scale, she sang it for 5 minutes, giving us all of the wonderful training, the love that she had learned to put into the music. And she was great. Now, Faith, it just takes a wee little time, a wee little giving of yourself in love to the notes that you have before you. And as you play the piano like your father would love you to have you do. Play the piano with all your heart, and let your repertoire be so great and grand that you are a magic lady truly, even though you're just a little girl now. And as you sing, your voice may not have developed the magic that it fully is, but with a little bit of cuddling and loving and snuggling to each of the notes in your voice will become one, and you will sing like a glorious singer. And everyone will hear you singing and say, "Whoa, what a beautiful person, what a beautiful song, what a beautiful voice, what a beautiful being." And really, you are doing nothing but snuggling and cuddling the individual notes that reflect what's in your heart. "Oh, Mr. Candle, could I be like Gertrude? Could I be like that lady?" Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Faith. You just cuddle your notes on your piano or with your voice teacher. Cuddle your notes. And cuddle your notes as you do it yourself. And you press the keyboard and you listen to the note and you say, "Do, re, mi, do, re, mi." And then your voice will modulate and will sing with it. And then you take your pitch pipe and you say, "Do, re, mi." And you learn how to sing with such glorious facility that in no time at all, you will be exactly as great as you want to be. "Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you, thank you, thank you." "Oh, Faith, here comes Mr. Sandman now. It's time to crawl in bed. Now, you call your mommy and daddy. Tell me, you want to give him a big hug and a big kiss and a big snuggle, 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 just like you're doing to your piano notes and your notes as you sing, and say, "Mommy, Daddy, I love you, I love you," just like you say to your notes that you're learning, "I love you, I love you." And then there's Mr. Sandman now, sprinkling pixie dust all over you. And as you go to sleep, you'll dream of yourself snuggling and cuddling with all the notes. All of the notes that are on the keyboard and in your heart. And you will sing the notes with such love, and you will play the notes with such love, that you are indeed that which you dream to be. Boys and girls, I'll be back another time. But for now, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.